Hi, I'm Dr. Wambui, and welcome to the Drug Chat. I think that the human body is intricately created, making us one of the most amazing living things on earth. In this podcast, we explore how the body works and then apply the drugs. My hope is that with this knowledge, we become better healthcare providers, whatever field of medicine you may be in, better caregivers to our patients or to ourselves. We do take medicines from time to time, don't we? All right, let's break it down. Hello, my favorite podcast listeners. How you doing? I hope you guys are doing well. As we come towards the end of the year, I hope you're getting your head ready for the holiday season. So as we look towards the end of the year, I wanted us to close out 2022 with a bang and start off on this session of hypertension, hypertension, tension that is great, which we also call, also refer to as high blood pressure. And the thing to keep in mind with high blood pressure is that the higher your blood pressure is, the more your risk of heart disease, heart attacks, and strokes. High blood pressure is therefore a very important risk factor to keep in mind when it comes to cardiovascular diseases. And just to put it into perspective of why this is an important discussion, in Kenya, cardiovascular diseases are the leading cause of death, especially with non-communicable diseases. And hypertension contributes to 50% of our hospital admissions and over 40% of the deaths in Kenya. That is shocking to me. And then in Africa, when we look at the top five causes of death, ischemic heart disease is number one. Then there's stroke. So already those two are cardiovascular diseases, even before we get to malaria and tuberculosis. And when you look at globally, it's the same story. High blood pressure is a risk, is leading to a lot of cardiovascular disease, which is leading to a lot of death. So whichever data set you look at, whichever company is doing it, when we talk about the top 10 causes of death, maybe in Kenya, maybe in Africa, maybe globally, cardiovascular diseases is definitely going to rank there. So this is a big, huge, ginormous deal. So you need to listen up. So now that we are seated up and listening, let's talk about what this blood pressure thing is. When you measure blood pressure, it's usually two numbers. There's a top number that's called the systolic blood pressure, and there's a bottom number, which is called the diastolic blood pressure. The top number, which is a systolic, is actually a measure of how much pressure your heart, when your heart is pushing blood out to the rest of your body. All right. So you do remember four chambers of the heart, and you know the blood comes in from the rest of your body. We clean it up and then we push it out to the rest of your body. And the ventricles, the ones, the lower chambers, are the ones that are doing the actual pushing out, right? So that pushing out, so that we can go to the rest of your body, we can push the blood back out into your body, is the systolic blood pressure. So it is the force produced by your heart when it pumps blood out to your body, all right? And it measures the force of that, the force of that blood against the artery walls. Because remember, even if we are pushing it out from the heart, it is arteries that are being used to do this. So the force that is against those artery walls when we are pushing the blood out to the rest of your body is the systolic blood pressure. On the other hand, we have the diastolic blood pressure, which is the bottom number. And this is a measure of when your heart is at rest in between beats, because we have, like, people will say 60 to 100 beats per minute is normal, depending on who you are, right? Okay, so the bottom number, which is the diastolic, it is the pressure that is on your heart in between rest. So your blood vessels, when your heart is at rest, how much pressure is in there? the force, the blood against your artery walls again as your heart relaxes. So we measure that pressure or that force against your artery walls when we are pushing that blood out and when we are resting, because those are the two important things about your heart, right? We love it when it does its job and pushes that blood out. And we also want it to rest, take a break. So as you can imagine, if the heart is using so much pressure and so much energy to push the blood out to your body, then the heart is eventually going to get tired and it will fail. If the pressure, when it's supposed to be resting, is also a lot, is great, it means that your heart is really not resting. So there we go again. We start failing. So overall, blood pressure is a measure of how hard your heart is working. Yeah. So if you even looked at a microscope, right? If you looked at the vessels, a normal vessel, it has a lot of space. The cells are walking around, no squishing each other. They're able to give way, as opposed to over time when your blood pressure is a lot and these same vessels, the artery walls, get damaged, it becomes narrow in there and it's stiff and those poor cells in there are squished. There's nowhere for me to move. Yeah, I don't like it, right? So that's what's going on in there. That's how we are ending up with high blood pressure. So normal blood pressure is going to be quoted to be 120 over 80. However, there's an ideal range where it's 90 over 60 to 120 over 80. So your systolic being between 90 and 120, and your diastolic being between 60 and 80. So that's what we'll call, you know, normal blood pressure. That's the kind of pressure we want your heart to have when it's working. Now, when a healthcare professional is diagnosing blood pressure, some will say you are a hypertensive patient or you have hypertension if your blood pressure is consistently above 140 and over 90. So if it's 140 over 90 or higher, then some healthcare professionals will say you're definitely hypertensive. All right. Others will say if it is the ones that are more conservative, right? 130 over 80. If your blood pressure is consistently 130 over 80 or higher, then some healthcare professionals will say you're hypertensive. But then other places will divide this up, and then what they will do is put you into risk factors, right? So if your blood pressure is systolic 120 to 139 over 80 for diastolic to 89, then you are at risk. They'll say you're at risk or you're pre-hypertensive, and so you need to change your ways so that we never go above that. While, again, 140 over 90 or higher, you're considered hypertensive. So high blood pressure or hypertension has been referred to as a silent killer because usually it has no warning signs or symptoms, and therefore the way to know is we actually measure you. So I'm sure you've had patients who'd walked into your facility and the reading is like 200 over 100. And you're thinking, how in the world did they even walk in? And when you ask the patient, are you okay? Do you have headache? They say, no, I'm fine. I just walked in. I was just feeling a little dizzy, or I had a headache that has not been going away when I take paracetamol or acetaminophen. So I decided, why don't I just come in and find out what the problem could be, right? Again, because it didn't give them any signs or symptoms. And the only way to have known that they're in a crisis is actually taking the measurement. Now, the drugs that we're going to look at during this session for that treat that we use to treat hypertension are diuretics, beta blockers, ACE inhibitors, angiotensin II receptor blockers, calcium channel blockers, alpha 2 receptor agonist, a combination of the alpha and the beta blockers, central agonist, peripheral adrenergic inhibitors, and the vasodilators. So as we go through these classes, we will learn more about this disease. I will put in other factors that we need to look at. And as usual, we will always look at how does the body work on a normal day, and then we'll apply the drugs. So please stay tuned as we go through all this, be able to learn more how we can help our patients to be better stewards of their bodies, and how these drugs work, what to expect. And I think this will be a good ride. So stay tuned. I am Dr. Wambui, and thanks for listening to this episode of The Drug Chat. If you haven't already, go ahead and subscribe, rate, and review this podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts, and remember to share with your friends. Until next time, stay inquisitive. Bye.